Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you Big Facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, BigFactsPod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, Big Bang is here, DJ Scream is here, Baby Jade is here. We are Team Big Facts, and we would like to welcome Memphis, Tennessee's own, PRE's own, Key Glock to Big Facts. Yo. Welcome, my for brother. Sure. How you feeling today? How you doing, man? How's the energy today?
Hold on, I gotta stop everything and make this personal announcement.
Intermission.
Because Key was the first nigga to ever bring us food. And you know, like, we be up here starving and shit, slaving, working, this nigga brought us plenty of food. Like, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, salmon and rice with peppers and shit. Straight like, up. we ain't never been treated like that, bro. Yeah, and that really, that means a lot.
Nah, for sure. Everybody eat.
Everybody eat. What Key Glock been on, bro? What you been on?
I just been working, bro. Mm. No chill time. No fun time. Just been working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what? I guess like when you say working, you mainly meaning there's recording. You got a new project out. Just let everybody know. You know, pop your shit a little bit.
Recording,
yeah. Touring,
investments, meetings, like man, anything. Not just music. I be like, working all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still doing it independently.
Still
doing it independently.
Still, yeah.
Why is that?
It's the dog way.
Mm.
The dive way.
Mm.
Straight up.
Yeah. Is it more work that way? A lot more work that way, you think? Or is it just
it's work
team,
regardless. Right? Either way you do it, either way you go, it's still work. Mm-hmm. It's just how much work you want to do, how much work you willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really, it's on you. You can't put it on nobody else.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. With Memphis going so crazy, does it push you harder to say, man, I got to keep going crazy? Because, you know, Memphis as a whole is just going crazy right now. Y'all got, like, the most hits on the charts, all this shit.
I just be me. I don't look at nobody else and be like, man, I got to get on my shit. I be on my shit anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the city going up like they supposed to, though, for sure. Mm. Yeah.
You still on the drink? Do you think you'll continue to do the drink, or you think you might eventually?
I know my limit, bro. It's all. It's all.
Yeah.
So that means
I know my limit. Drink this shit up to the show. Yeah. And I ain't took no effect or nothing on me.
Yeah.
I'm still eat healthy, drink my water. It's all. You can't just drink and smoke and pop pills and don't eat fruits and vegetables and don't exercise.
Right. Like, don't have no balance.
You got to balance. Yeah, you got to even this shit out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nah, for sure, for sure. So Glaucoma 2, man, the new project is out. How long it took you to cook that up?
It really didn't take long at all. Cause some of the songs have been recorded for like probably like a year or two ago. Some of them I did like a week or two before I put the tape out. So It'd be random. I just let my team pick. Yeah.
So you just make the music and somebody else pick the tracks?
Yeah, I let my boys pick it, like my circle. I let my gang pick it.
How many songs?
We went through probably 500 songs. Like for real. We went through 500 songs. Yeah.
Is there something like maybe a song that you wanted to go on there that you felt like this the one, but your partners are like, oh, we don't know?
I can't give them everything too early. Like, I got some shit for sure. Like you gotta, what they say, you gotta keep the best for last. Like I got a lot of last shit.
Right.
Got a lot of last. Yeah.
Right. And I saw you saying that what was the quote? I think in the interview, y'all gonna be sick of me this year or some shit. So you dropping a lot of projects, a lot of music.
I'm gonna drop too much.
Too much?
I'm gonna drop too much.
Oh, you gonna unleash the beast?
Yeah. Yeah, I already unleashed man. Yeah, I can't tame him no more. Hey,
what was that goddamn button that pushed like to make you feel like fuck that up in the flood?
I feel like I be too cool, I be too chill, too laid back. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's like, I still got to let them know, like, I can get like that when I want to, you know?
Fuck
I can get
humble.
It. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely like that now. I've been humble long enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what triggered that? Like,
I don't know, bro. Really didn't nothing trigger it. Probably myself. Probably just tired of being humble, really. Just myself. Like I said, like, ain't no, I don't feel no pressure or nothing, yeah. So... Yeah, it was just me. Just really waking up.
So, like, going back, like, all the way to the beginning, back to your younger days, I know that when you were, like, approaching 2 or, like, almost 2 years old, your mom got locked up and had to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having to be there for, like, what, like, 15 years?
Yeah, all the way into my senior year of high school.
Okay, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, your dad was, like, in and out, so you were primarily raised by your grandmother.
Right.
How did having that lack of mom and dad in your life kind of affect your outlook on you coming up and, you know what I'm saying, your, like, views on right and wrong and shit like that? Seeing that, you know what I'm saying, your mom had to go, like, made a mistake, did some wrong, and she had to go away for, like, such a long time.
Right. That shit really made me strong. Like,
yeah,
you know, they say everything happened for a reason. Like,
right.
It's crazy, but it's like, if she wouldn't have even probably left me, I probably wouldn't even be in this position.
Right.
Because I'd probably be a little spoiled, little, you know what I'm saying? Little boy, because, like, I'm her only son. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is. It's crazy how it happened. But
you think that situation pushed you into your destiny like shit did?
Oh, yeah,
so
for
now
sure.
So got mom, we good. Basically.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like soon as she came home, that's
she
when
took
really.
The sacrifice, basically.
Like, that's really when everything got to going up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
We know a big goal, obviously, when you know what I'm saying, you making music and shit is to make money, but outside of the money, what's the thing that pushed you the hardest from like day one in the rap shit?
Shit, my family. Mm-hmm. Don't nothing push me harder than it. Like, the money gonna be here. Like, the materials, all that shit gonna be here. Like, but like, you never know when your family gonna go, you know what I'm saying? Or yourself. So, you just gotta make sure all business is taken care of. Like, all business, for sure.
How long it took the weed out the people that ain't for you? You know what I'm saying? You know you gotta go through that phase.
That shit take time. That shit take years. Like, man, motherfucker year. Play under you so long, like, you know what I'm saying? And you ignore it just because you got a good heart and you just so much of a real nigga, but you being dumb too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like,
you
nigga just got to know.
Heart. You need with your heart.
Yeah, for sure. Nigga just got to know what's for them. Yeah, nigga just got to know when to wake up.
Though? Like, when nigga do this, like, bro, I can't fuck with you no more.
I don't fuck with that stealing. I don't play that. Like, I'm ready to do something to you. Like, I don't play that. Stealing in line.
Yeah, that's me too.
Everything else is kind of...
Like, we can figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. But stealing in line, like, nah, we ain't doing that.
You do anything, you're lying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
do exactly.
You'll do anything, shit. You'll do anything if you steal.
For sure.
Especially from a nigga that you know that all you had to do was ask.
Yeah, that's the real you. Like, when you by yourself and ain't nobody looking.
Like, how you stay grounded? Like, you already having the paper, having the wilts, having the pieces. Like, how you stay grounded? Like, how you stay grounded all that time?
Man, really, fool, I literally just stay to myself, bro. Like, I don't be having nothing against nobody. I just, like, I ain't too big on, like, going to the club, linking, or, like, yeah, like, that shit cool, but, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, this shit don't even excite me, bro. I done been through so much already at a young age and seen everything. It's to the point I'm like, man, fuck everybody and everything. Like, I gotta be here. Like, you know what I mean?
That's basically the problem when you go to knowing niggas. Just think about how many niggas you cool with that you been seeing over here. What's up, bro? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Soon as you start knowing a nigga, that's when y'all fall out. That's when I see your flaws. That's when I see this and see that. If I never knew you, we could just be cool.
What's up, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Right. When I start knowing your being and knowing your flaws, prejudging you, prejudging me, that's when it turned into something personal, else. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, if the club and shit and, you know, all the shit that you've, like, been there and done doesn't excite you, then what does?
Good question.
It is a good question.
Appreciate you, big homie.
Don't really not, man, I'm really still trying to figure out what make me happy. I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah, like, for real.
So do you, I mean, is it, like, doing stuff with your family or, like, do you have,
when
like...
you buy that ice, you feel some type of way. You buy them cars and shit, you feel some type of way.
I swear to God, man, I done bought so much of this shit. This shit, it's like...
It numb now.
It's like, damn, what you gonna do now?
Yeah, it's
like,
numb. This shit, numb to that shit.
Yeah, it's super material now. Yeah. I used to think this shit was something. Like, man, this shit ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, shit ain't nothing.
As soon as you buy it, this shit just gonna be nothing no more.
Nah, like, a couple years ago, like, first, like, when I first started buying drill,
we had all that yellow shit.
Yeah, I thought this shit was everything, but now, like, this shit don't...
Yeah.
It don't make me. For sure, it don't make me.
So yeah, the same feeling after you got it. That's why I be telling exactly. Niggas, bro, you can want some shit so bad when you get it.
Exactly.
It be like, man, this shit ain't shit.
Relax.
Yeah.
What you think can ultimately, like, make you happy? Like, damn, this shit make me happy. I'm happy. I'm a happy nigga now. I'm happy. Like, what?
Like, if my mama happy, I'm happy. Like, real talk. Like, this, like, I ain't got no big family. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no big family. My grandma only had two kids, my mama and my uncle. He just now having a son. You know what I'm saying? I'm 25. He just now having a son. And I'm my mama's only son. Like, we real tight. We, you know what I'm saying? We real hands-on with each other.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't got no room to let no outside, none come in and play.
Yeah.
Like, just how it is.
So do you think maybe possibly, like, a family of your own would do it for you? And, like, seal the deal on your final excitement?
I think so. Of course it will. Yeah, but that ain't my, like, main focus right now.
Okay.
When I get everything, like, I'm good financially, but where I want to be, that's when I get the
purpose.
Nick Cannon out.
Yeah, for sure.
Why not? Why not? For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Right now, you still in grind mode.
Oh, yeah. I'm still being grind mode, but I'm be able to, you know what I'm saying, lay back a little more. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when it comes to the females, you locked in with one particular, or you just... Bit doing key glock.
You got hoe.
Glizz
up. What are you talking about? Like, just
you locked in with one, or you just single. Doing you
yes
right
or
now?
No?
I gotta answer my way. Like, what's this? Ask the Chris. Right. Try to beat around the bush. What you trying to do?
You got one hoe or plenty hoe? Not one.
I
got
no hoe. I don't deal with no hoe.
Okay, you got one woman or plenty women? Not plenty.
One lady.
I got one woman.
One woman.
No, I don't like hoes though.
Got you.
Got you. I mean, you got one woman. You got one you lying to, and the one and what, like, he know what he's saying. He's saying you got one.
Nah, I got one.
Or uno. Like two and a possible
uno.
Maybe.
Uno, numero uno.
You locked in.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Locked in. Big facts.
What made her be the one that you lock in with at 25? This fly. You know what I'm saying? See, this hard to do now.
See, look. This shit still take time.
But what?
Okay, I ain't gonna say like we gonna get married and live a happily ever
she's a great
life.
She's a great prospect.
Yeah, for sure. She number one. She ain't going nowhere right now.
That's what I'm saying. What made her that?
We'll talk about that later. Talk about that later.
Yeah. Did you get what I'm saying? Like, nah, certain shit have to transpire for a nigga to be like.
It's only so much I can say. I don't need everybody to know.
I feel you on that.
Knowing the formula and shit. Like.
I feel you on that.
Nah, for sure.
But it take a lot for a nigga to build that type of trust, though, right?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't trust nothing. I don't put shit past nobody. Like you,
What you think make you feel that way, though?
I done tested it.
Not even that with her. I'm saying, like, which, like, it's a motherfucker got to gain your trust instead of you coming in trustworthy.
Yeah.
Just with people.
With people? I ain't gonna lie, bro. I test everybody. I play games with everybody.
What makes you do that? Like,
I gotta know who I'm dealing with. I gotta know who I'm having around me. Even, now, you know what I'm saying?
Look, what I'm saying is, you know, it be shit that we done went through to make us feel like. You know what I'm saying? It be shit that we done been through to make us feel like, oh, nah, I ain't doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It be certain shit, like, everything is triggered by something. Cause we came in the world to be like, okay, trust everybody or love everybody or whatever. Mm-hmm. Certain shit in our life to be like, man, I ain't trusting these hoes. I ain't trusting these niggas. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you gonna do some dirt, do it by yourself. I never do dirt with, you know what I'm saying, another human being.
Why you say that?
I learned from it.
Okay.
I learned from it early. Like,
what happened?
Everybody ain't built like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody ain't built like, I don't even want to say what happened, but, you know,
yeah.
Bro,
you was a rapper now, you ain't in the streets now, you ain't gonna get in trouble?
Nah, but still, this is how I move.
Yeah, safety. Nah, real shit.
For sure, right? For sure.
Real talk. But you get what I'm saying, though? It's certain shit, y'all niggas that follow you want to know, like, damn, I just went through that, fuck that, too. They can snap into and fuck around and goddamn keep lock this shit like you doing.
Yeah, you right.
But you can't tell on your business.
I'd rather not. You know what I mean? It's all. I'd just rather not.
I'd rather not. I like that.
I respectfully decline.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think you know, bro.
You stand on your business.
Nah, for sure
that. What's what I'm saying? Like, you 25, like, what makes you be so poised? You know how some people, like, young niggas 25 be really wild. You know what I'm saying? What makes you be so just on player shit? Like, bro, you just pulled up, brought food for Big Facts. You know what I'm saying? You on some player shit. What makes you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit have to come from somewhere. Who you think you got that from?
Dog, for sure. And my grandma, for sure. Because, like, those two people I know for sure that took care of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, them two for sure, like, in their own way, they took care of their whole family.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's solid.
So I pick up stuff like that off of them. Yeah.
What kind of feeling does doing shows and like tour, because you be touring a lot, like what kind of feeling does that give you? Does that give you like a feeling of happiness to see everybody? Because that's the real test when you get on that stage, to see people fucking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the internet it's real, it kind of lets you know, but when you get out on that stage and know everything word for word, that's when you know it's real.
I ain't gonna lie, bro, that should be catching me by surprise, because like, bro, nigga really come from nothing, bro. Like, come from, like, the slums, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't thinking these folks finna know your shit word for word, screaming it louder than you. Like, plenty of facial expressions. I'm talking about all that. That shit turn me up. Like, I don't dance when I'm so chill. They make me turn up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. That's how I be, though.
You ever jumped in that crowd? Not yet? I like to ask rappers that.
Early in my day.
Early in the day.
Yeah, early in the day. I done got to 11 now, like, I can't jump in that crowd. I might not come back up.
Yeah, they
gonna take me down.
What was that moment you felt like, goddamn, oh, yeah, I'm staying in the pit. I believe in this shit, dog,
Man, everything I'm doing now, I'm talking about, like, everything. I'm doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, the same way the majors do with their artists. I'm talking about the same way, without Ryan Dick and kissing ass. It's all.
What you think Dick Ryan is in this shit? Like, what's Dick Ryan?
Your definition, like Glock's definition.
That shit can be in so many ways. give me a scenario right quick. The show I attend. Like, that shit can be in all kind of ways.
What's the, like, bro, you
on. Like, it's different from support and dick rhyme.
What's the difference? What's the difference, bro?
Like, support, like, This shit genuine. It's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't no motive behind it.
Yeah.
But the dick grind shit, like, you doing it probably because of the Knicks or because it's like the thing right now, the trend. The like, I don't go with it.
Yeah.
I don't rock like that.
Hey, Yankee.
Yeah. Yeah. What you said, yanking. That's a blue one. He's that yanking.
Yanking dick.
It ain't it.
Would you think you ever had to tell like somebody in your circle, one of your partners, or maybe somebody kind of close to you, like check them on that shit? Like, bro, you might be doing too much.
We real niggas. We gonna let each other know when you wrong. Yeah. Like, for sure, we gonna let you know. If not, right then and there.
That's wrong.
Sorry, Yankee's
wrong.
Yeah, yeah. We gonna let you know. They're like, hey, no, chill out. You being green right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Stop that.
Right
let
now.
It go.
Right
let
now.
Let it go,
bro. Yeah.
Let it go.
Get it out your jaw.
Let that motherfucker go, bro. You
stop.
Oh, my God. So you were saying that you got, like, you're doing shows, you're touring, you're dropping shit, and you have, like, other investments. What are some of your other investments that you do to make you, like, some passive-aggressive income?
Damn.
Right. Real estate.
If I can watch shit.
My partners. You know what I'm saying? I invest in them. Like, it's all type of business.
You do any real estate?
He just said it first.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. I ain't hear it.
Yeah. I was talking. My bad.
I think everybody on to that now. I think everybody think that's, like, a new wave.
Yeah, real estate and 18-wheeling and shit.
Hey, you shot
and
sell
on that shit.
You know how niggas shot they sell, like, boy, I ain't know I was that. I know I was that, but I ain't know I was that.
Shit. When I did my overseas tour last year, I did a whole overseas tour and I sold out like every show and they was damn near more turnt than my American show.
That's hard.
Like, for sure, yeah. That shit woke me up.
That's
sure.
A major statement.
Yeah, that shit woke me up.
And them number different.
Mm-hmm. Big difference.
How you find the balance of just interacting with the fans? Like, let's say they get really excited to see you. Obviously, you can't just let anybody just run up and fuck with you. But at the same time, you don't want to be so standoffish because they're your fans. So how you find the balance of how you interact with your fans?
It's a good one, Scream.
Appreciate it.
It depends on the environment and it depends on, like, you know what I'm saying? It really depends on what's going on.
You can smell it.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I
like,
can smell it with the difference.
Yeah, like, it's a time and place to do everything.
Yeah.
And how you do it. Like,
yeah.
I understand if it might be a fan, but, like, at certain times, you shouldn't approach an artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much in the world going on.
Right, personal time.
Like, it's
right.
Too much.
Right.
And I'm shaking.
What
the so I'm letting everybody
real
know
shit.
Right now. I'm
real
scary.
Shit. You supposed to be.
Don't even play with
you,
me.
Nigga, that's the
you real
just
talk.
Said the best I'm answer perfect. Ever. I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I'm so sure. Like a grown ass nigga try to play like a group of bro. You all big right. Black ass nigga try to play a group. All bro, right. Let me get a picture.
Yeah,
all
right.
Get your ass back.
Mm-hmm.
So now you saying you could tell the difference between a fan and a nigga trying to be a heckler.
Yeah, that too. Nah, for sure.
You know what
sure.
I'm saying? You know how some niggas try to play up on a nigga just to...
Yeah, that's
like that nigga
super,
the Maino just choked out.
I can hear you.
Like that nigga the Maino just choked out.
Who Maino done choked the nigga?
Yeah, like the nigga, he was like, I'ma holler at you, whatever, but I ain't on that today.
What about them extra talking to your ear ass nigga? Bro, are you really nigga, bro? Like, drop shit.
I ain't never said so. Like, I'm keep it smooth, like... But, like, once you get doing too much, then I'm just gone.
All them niggas put the phone on your ear, like, go check this out.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all ain't nobody ain't letting that happen.
Yeah, you too close to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what I'm saying? You know niggas like that, niggas who know you. I'm saying, like, niggas in the city know you, like, bro, and then get up on your plate, up on you a little bit. He already got the phone ready to play, like, check this out.
I ain't gonna lie. I be so 100 sometimes, be like, hey, bro, it's so much going on right now, bro. I got to watch my surround. I can't listen to this shit.
That's a real nigga.
Like, I swear to God.
That's
like,
a good,
that done happened
that's
before.
Good,
and I let a nigga know. Like I'm like, hey, I got to watch my surround. I can't take no picture right now. My partner can't even take no picture. He got to watch me.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
It ain't none against nobody. It was just all safety first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to get that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Yo, DMs, man. I think you were saying before we'd be going kind of crazy in your DMs. What the hell is going on in Key Glock's direct messages, dog?
Didn't this nigga just tell you he had a girl, bro?
It could be rappers. Why are you assuming?
It could he. I could, it could be some rap shit.
He still can say what's going on, man. You think your chick don't want a good you think your you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it is what it is. You think your chick don't want a nigga who wants you? Want the bitches who want you? So if you ain't no bitch in your DM, she finna think about, man, what's going on with this nigga? So if niggas is sitting around trying to act like ain't no bitches at them. You sound like a fool.
I don't think they act like that. Make them still look bad.
Yeah, how they not?
But
what they saying, man?
Man, they is what they saying and doing. Like, bro, I don't even know these folks. They'll send me a whole picture video.
The whole thing.
Like, this shit weird, bro.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Front and back. Hear me? Up and down. Real
not
talk.
The chokey dokey.
Demonstrations.
They be on one. They be on one.
You almost went.
Nah, they can't get me. I'm hard.
Yeah,
they can't give me. Yeah.
Cause that shit could be a whole
I'll tell you. Nah, I hate that. Yeah.
What's your weakness, though? What you feel like your weakness is? You know how some people weakness is their family, their kids, their mama, their daddy, whatever they like. I just can't say no to that. No matter what they do to me, type shit.
Shit. Myself, I can't give up on myself.
That real shit.
Like, it's just straight up. I can't give up on myself.
Nah, that's solid.
Yeah. I was thinking hard as you were asking that question. But I like, as I was sitting down, I can't give up on me, bro. Sure.
Yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm. So how your 2023 look, bro? Like, what else can we expect? You say you're going to flutter with music. You know you're touring like crazy. You already dropped one project.
I saw some shit. Were you modeling or something? Like, what was going on?
Yeah.
This is like on Esquire. Okay. Yeah, that shit was hard. You gonna do more of that?
Yeah, I got a lot up my sleeve for sure.
You gonna go into movies and shit?
Yeah, I'm on it. I feel like. Yeah.
What movie you think, like, the first role you think you'll play? Your dream role. What's your dream role?
I ain't never even thought of that yet.
I can see this nigga playing whatever in a reboot pay the of most. Lethal Weapon.
Oh. I got whatever pay the most.
I can see
most.
Him, like, if they ever whatever rebooted the Lethal Weapon and, like, redid Lethal Weapon, I can see him,
being Danny
like,
Glover?
Yeah, like, some shit like that.
Jay
Retard. I don't know about right. Lethal Weapon.
Who you think, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're, like, if you just think, like, right now, like, I want to be this. You know how you watch movies and be like, damn, I could be that.
Man, he made me a superhero.
Like who?
I don't know too many black ones. I had to make me a my. I'd be Miles Morales. I'd be the Black Spider-Man. There okay. We go, right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
But they said Spider-Man. Nah, not Spider-Man. Cause the last couple episodes, they said Spider-Man and Batman were doing some other shit.
So not Spider-Man and Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
That was their time.
Yeah. Doing some.
How you gonna put that on Spider-Man?
Some questionable activity.
How you gonna put that on Peter Parker?
Mouse.
No, just fucking. He's a train tripping.
What's a typical day in the life of Glob, bro? From top to bottom. Wake up.
I ain't got no skill. Wake up, pray, brush my teeth, wash my face.
Go get the money.
them the first four, five. Everything after this just be random. Like,
are you like a breakfast eater?
Breakfast? I eat breakfast, but I don't eat breakfast every day.
Okay.
I don't eat breakfast at breakfast either. Like, I eat this shit for dinner.
What's the weirdest shit somebody asked you to do since you been getting money? Like, man, I need a new back. You know how niggas just call you for anything. Like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see. Man, I done heard so much wild shit before. Nigga, don't mind.
You feel like you gonna pay for everything.
Yeah,
like.
I'm trying to see, like, what was the, like, the dumbest thing. Bet. It's my partner, right? But it's his, like, it ain't even his son. It's his stepson. I met him one time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he ain't no baby. Like, Mr. Gone, let you know, he ain't no kid or nothing. Like, he like 18, 19 in school. You know what I'm saying? Like he can get up making his own money.
Yeah.
Boom. His first time ever seeing me. Man, I need one of your car. You ain't even gotta give me your car. You can buy me a car. Like what you think this
some
is,
delusional.
Bro?
Some
yeah,
people.
Like I don't be knowing how to take this shit sometimes.
Bro. That feel like a nigga trying, you know. Yeah, this shit feel like a nigga trying you like.
Like, am I getting
I got a good heart. Like, motherfuckers know I give everybody everything and whatever, but just cause you know that and know of me, that don't mean I'm finna do it for you.
But just think about this though. What if you was a nigga who would do it? Shawty went with his move. He ain't wrong.
She tried
you
the wrong
been
one.
You could have been feeling good
wrong.
That day. Like, you know what? Come on.
Not me. I been that good. What? Come on, man.
Stop it.
Real though.
I don't even know you, buddy.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. That's the only thing. Like, then you ain't even my dog real son. Like,
but did you have to go through, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that know you feel like you supposed to solve their problem. You know what I'm saying? You know how it be like, everybody that know you feel like you supposed to solve their problem. Like, if I'm goddamn, just got put out my house, I ain't talked to you in 30 years. Mm-hmm. You just got put out your house, you saying like, just because you knew me, we went to goddamn high school together, I supposed to know that your shit put out.
You are my savior.
Nah, you ain't tripping.
You are my savior.
You ain't tripping.
Motherfucker feel like, so you done caught a grudge against me because I didn't know. I'm all the way in LA or in Atlanta on Big Fat, recording Big Fat. Them folks just set your shit outside. The marshal just set your shit outside. You blaming me because you know me. You know people do that.
Nah, for sure. They do it all the time.
Lack of accountability for your own situation.
Like, people just feel like, because I know you, bro. Like, nah, I'm going to be like, bro, I knew you before you ain't had shit.
Yeah.
Number one thing right there.
Yeah.
Entitlement.
What does that mean?
Entitlement.
Can you get some clarity
like
on that?
I owe you because you knew me when I was broke. Like,
man, what?
Yes.
When I was trying to get you, weren't trying to help me get
it. Facts.
Like, yeah, what? I was broke and you still are. So what the fuck are you talking about? People be crazy. Like, people be crazy, like, for real, bro. You know how that shit be?
You just not getting started, though. You feel like you just getting started. You warming up.
Yeah, I'm probably warming up. Warming up, yeah.
Even though you on fire, you hot, you know what I'm
saying?
You
I'm warming up.
You feel like you just warming up.
Yeah. It's always more.
25, you got a long time to go.
Man. Yeah, I didn't know you were that young.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's the biggest win you had in this shit so far?
Biggest win?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Biggest win.
Your first plaque, your first this, your first that.
Matter of fact, I got a whole tape that just went gold. Mm. Yellow tape one.
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Matter of fact, two. Glaucoma one, the whole tape just went gold. Yellow tape one, the whole tape just went gold.
Mm.
Yep.
Indie.
Yep.
Indie.
And yellow tape two, probably like 20K off from going gold. It'll probably be gold next month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Three whole albums.
That's big.
Yeah.
Those be hard concepts for your album too. How you come up with like yellow tape, glaucoma, how you come up with the titles for your shit?
Man, that just be creative thinking. It don't really be no reason or nothing. It just be to me just be sitting back high, just thinking all day, play.
Yeah. Do you think like outside of just obviously in music you just getting started, you're gonna go, but you think one day like you'll tell like the Key Glock story your way, like, could you see yourself doing that eventually one day? What is a documentary or something?
Like a Glockumentary?
Glockumentary.
That's hard.
They been said this. Hey, my face be on this shit.
That's hard.
Yeah, for sure, though. Yeah, I got,
You got the footage?
Yeah, I got footage from shit back in 2000. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I used to play Little League sports and shit, like, I got plenty home. Footage video.
Like how Baby dropped that, you seen Baby shit?
Yeah, I got footage like that. Shit was hard. Mm-hmm. This shit was real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who you ain't work with? I see you ain't been working with artists. Who you ain't work with that you really want to work with? Like, man, I fuck with, bro.
Let me see. I got things hard. Really ain't nobody.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, it really ain't no bad.
Why though?
Cause I don't think it ain't too hard to, for me to, know what I'm saying, just reach out and do it. It's just me not wanting to, really. That's the thing. It's a me thing. Like, I just, bro, I don't be wanting.
Pride or ego though? Which one is it? Bro?
I ain't gonna lie, it's bro.
You ain't trying to get caught up in, like, on yanking, so I just do my shit.
It ain't that either, because I ain't finna be,
But say, do you feel like reaching out is yanking a little bit?
Nah, I don't look at it like that.
Yeah,
nah.
You can't.
Nah,
you can't.
Nah, I ain't. Nah.
Because certain niggas might want to fuck with you that don't even know they can.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, motherfuckers don't really know how I am, so, like, they be second guessing on me. Because
anyway. You been standing on no feature type shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So niggas probably feel like, I fuck with bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoever you might want to fuck with, but do you feel like, I guess pride and ego probably get in the way of that shit sometimes.
Nah, for sure. When I came in the game, I tried to do that. But as I got to learn the industry and see how niggas move and act, bro, I'm like, all right, okay, fuck it then.
Yeah, I can do this shit myself. Yeah.
Exactly, that's the whole reason.
Took the vendetta out, basically, on the whole rap game. Like, I'm going to do this shit myself.
Yeah, for sure. And then I ain't nothing against nobody.
And personally, yeah.
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 Nah, you did it, though.
Nah, for sure.
But this kind
still
like,
doing it.
Okay. This kind of like a general question. How long you think somebody should wait for a feature to come back before they just say, fuck it? Like if you send some music up. This for everybody.
Oh no, cause this shit like it. After a while it'll seem like it's disrespect. So
what's the
like,
bro, turn my album in tomorrow, you gotta keep saying that. Nigga, get this shit mixed.
Should it be a week, a month, 3 months? I think it depends on the artist.
I say you should give them at least a month.
I think a month.
Nah, hell,
I say
man.
What I think, bro, if a nigga do a song,
they give them enough time to wanna, if they wanna be fake or not.
Nah, I feel like if I fuck with you and me, if I was a rapper, I'd be like, let's do something. Like, you'd be like, ooh, mm-hmm. You send me some shit, I'm sending that shit back.
See, it's different. Because
we
like
always
this.
Working.
What if, you talking what, about like, what if you're like not, reaching what, out to like yeah, well, somebody what, you ain't in cahoots with already.
Even if you
but I'll reach that though, man. Even, fuck all that.
Nah, but the thing is, up, like, if you like, reach out to
like
a
like waiting
nigga,
a month on a bitch.
If
you try to, hey, bitch, ooh, now you waiting a month? Who doing that?
Yeah, because it's like, if you reach out to a nigga and make that connection, and a nigga agrees to do the shit,
yeah.
Then
that's what
it should be instant.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I say give it a week.
I agree, but let me say something.
Fuck you.
Let me say something right quick first.
Go ahead.
I ain't like.
Mm-hmm.
I done been so busy at times, motherfuckers wanted a feature. And like, it wasn't even on purpose. I ain't do it until like a month or two later.
Communication different though.
Like,
yeah,
because like, I be so busy, you know what I'm saying? And then again, I strictly be like working on my shit. Like,
is that
I don't
a
even
paying you or just a favor?
I don't even accept money for features, bro.
Okay.
If I fuck with you, I'm gonna fuck with you. I ain't even finna charge
but
you.
But nigga can wait forever for that.
And then again,
oh, for some free shit.
And then again,
if
I don't want to do no feature with you, I'm not even finna do it at all. I'm just gonna let you know right then and there. Like,
nah.
So you won't even. Think I'm thinking on it.
So you basically saying just because you know you'll drag a nigga, you don't take it personally because you know you ain't doing it out of malice.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So
straight
I can
up.
Respect if a nigga take a month or two. This is crap.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
I don't know
for
if
sure.
He is or not. I can respect that.
Nah, that's what
sure.
I'm saying.
But for I sure. feel like me, if I send you a song, bro, send my shit back, bro.
I feel.
Would you write?
Send me that shit, nigga.
Would you write them send it back in 2 days and they just
I don't
did
give a fuck. Send
listen
that shit.
It be time. Nigga send me songs. The same day, I send it back the same day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the business nigga.
Yeah.
Like, Allen had a song, right? I like the shit so much. I sent to Pluto. That nigga already in the studio. Nigga's working.
Mm-hmm.
He sent him over back in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, I'm gonna do this shit now. Sent it back. Verse
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anything else than that, bro, I'm tired of listening to this motherfucker. You taking a holiday. Like, I'm tired. This shit done got whack to be.
That's another thing. That's why I be telling people, like, don't send me no song, bro. Let's do it
together
bro.
Yeah,
I'd rather do it organic.
Yeah, for sure.
That takes some of the pressure off the shit.
Yeah, because you send to me, now you waiting, then I don't really fuck with it. I don't know how to tell you, like, send me a nut, bro.
I done had to do that before. You used to just send me another one. Like, this ain't hard, but it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for sure. I tell her, I don't want to do it just to do it. Like, I want to make sense for both of us. I care about your shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Give me your shit.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. You ever had to tell a nigga, like, bro, you whack, bro. Stop rap.
I before, yeah. No, not recently, though.
Boy,
yeah.
Like, bro, stop, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So not recently though, but I have. They think like we rap. It is a new way, but everybody just think they can do
it's
it.
It's easy, like, yeah. Cause but, they see a man next to them do it. Yeah. Like, any nigga do this shit.
Exactly.
What you think? Like, if you could change one thing in the rap game, like you just God gave you one wish, like that shit is done. What you'll change?
No social media. It'll have to be like
that's
the 90s and 80s.
That's hard.
Like,
I fuck with that.
If you ain't got no motion, if you ain't popping and talking about it, you just right. Don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, no yeah. Social media.
Nah, that's hard.
Like, everybody hard. Everybody even. You can't yeah. Fake it, nothing yeah, or yeah. Nothing. Like, yeah.
So sure. You think social media good or bad thing, like, or the worst thing?
You got to see pros and cons.
Yeah.
It do. You got it pros and cons. Like.
You think you can stand out there? I can stand out here. And got there and get enough niggas in the hood, enough niggas in the streets, enough niggas in different. You know what I'm saying? You say you feel like you can go back to the other era and still be you.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Cause without the internet. I only use the internet for networking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and promotional purposes.
Yeah, exactly. But you can still do that hands on in the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not just in the street, but like just period throughout the world.
Right.
Yeah.
What city you think fuck with you the most, like in the U.S.?
The whole damn South. It ain't even no, I ain't got no main city. It's the South period. Yeah, the South period. Yeah.
Who your favorite producer to work with? The one that send you that shit every time. You already know when you open the folder, it's going to be that shit.
Shit. Bandplay, Takey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bandplay, Takey.
Shout out to Takey.
Straight up.
You think they kind of hold their best shit for you?
They know they can send me whatever. I'm
going crazy.
Yeah, for
best
sure.
Out of all that shit.
Yeah, straight up. Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What feel you though when to go in that booth? Like, it make you feel like shit, bro. Fuck that. I'm going hard every time I step in that bed.
Really, bro. I just be trying new things. You know what I'm saying? Really, be depending on how my day went. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a good mood or if I'm in a bad mood or angry mood, that's how the song gonna come out.
You put out everything, or you just like a lot of shit. You just do that shit for therapy, get it out, and don't even listen to it no more. Just be done with it.
Man, really, I just record. I look at it like practice, bro. Like, I just do it because even though I know I don't need to, I just do it because it's shit like therapy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, shit like some shit might not never come out, but you got it and you feel a way about this song.
Exactly.
But I can't put it out.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. Hell yeah. I got some shit
like a diary that. Type shit.
Yeah, all type of shit. Yeah. Diaries. Hell yeah.
What you think, like, what are you to rap like a person is to sports? Like, if I was this person to sports, like, Key Glock is the so-and-so of rap. Like, the Ja Morant or the Dame Lillard or the LeBron or the this or that. I'm thinking about a lot of players.
I can't say.
Or maybe you got different elements in you. Like some of them athletes is just on some dog shit.
I feel like
you
could be a Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Damn.
Cracker.
No. Listen.
This nigga whole cracker.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to my reasoning for saying that.
Please elaborate.
Because Larry Bird was always like a pleasant surprise. Like, you knew he was gonna go crazy. You knew he was gonna do good. Whatever.
Nah, Jay.
But then
pay him back. Right?
Oh, no,
man. Man. Out of all these black superstars.
No.
A white boy, Larry Bird. Come on, man.
Fuck it, man. I quit. I'm
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna. You made a
good. He was a good shooter.
Say you sorry.
Oh God.
He's a good shooter.
Like,
he's a good shooter. He's a good player.
And that nigga come up out the cut and fucking single winning ball. Like,
that ain't gonna work. He just gave you the let it be.
She thinks Larry Bird. You think,
Nah, you, that ain't that. I get it. What do you think you bring different to the game that nobody else bring?
I like that.
That's what it is. Like, what you think? Like, if a nigga be like,
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's that keep lock shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know how a nigga look at certain shit and be like, nah, that keep lock shit.
I think probably my whole style, bro. Like the way I talk, the way I dress, it's just everything, really. I try my best to not be like the next person. It's my main thing. Like, no matter whatever you do, Jack, bro, just be yourself. Like, just be yourself. No matter what room you in, who in the room, like, just be yourself. Like, don't try to adapt to these niggas. Like, be you.
Yeah.
What you think it is to keep a nigga consistent and keep a nigga relevant and keep a nigga from falling off?
Like I said earlier, I stay to myself. I don't be dick pulling, yanking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with none of that. To myself. I'm like, go get the money and go home.
Yeah.
I done did everything already. Like, this shit don't excite me. Mm. Street shit, this shit don't excite nigga no more. Yeah.
What you think excites you, though? I don't know, we kind of been talking about this. We just kind of poking at it. Well, I'm going to ask it again because we got to get to it. It's a big fact.
None but my family, bro. Really, just my family. Folk.
Yeah. But is there something that you haven't accomplished that you're just like, man, I got to. So for some people, it's like, I got to get my hands on a Grammy. For some people, it's I got to get a private jet. For some people, it's I got to, you know what I'm saying? A particular goal. Like, before it's said and done, I'm going to do this. You speaking that shit.
Fuck the materials. I just want to make like all my men like around me, like my main men, make them millionaires. For sure.
Make sure everybody around you straight.
And I ain't got too many main men, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't hard.
Gotcha. It's fair enough.
Yeah. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your favorite street movie?
Juice, Pain and Fool.
Juice and Pain and Fool.
It teach you about loyalty. Yeah.
So Bishop was a whole ass nigga, basically. That's what they be saying.
No, I ain't say he was a whole ass nigga. I said Bishop was
what
a bitch.
What you think, bro? Bishop was a bitch.
Bishop a hit on nigga. He did like
a Memphis nigga.
For sure.
Cause he definitely was a Atlanta nigga.
For sure. Yeah, he was a damn South nigga in that movie.
Yeah. Like that shit regular.
Yeah. Like I can't. I fuck with Pac, so I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, but this ain't about Pac.
This ain't about Pac. This ain't about Pac.
He said he can understand. What's your sign there?
I'm Leo.
Okay, yeah, we just had two Leo.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Damn.
Hey, nah, I fuck with Leo. My best partner, I jumped out of the pool with Hammer. Yeah, Leo. That my best partner. Yeah,
they
solid nigga.
They solid. Ripper Leo. Yeah,
he called it a lawyer Lebo Leo. Nigga, I'm a lawyer Leo.
Yeah.
But listen, they trying to say, bitch, see, y'all not understanding what Bishop was coming
from. No, bro.
It ain't nothing to understand, bro.
Bishop was tired of this shit, basically.
Bishop was tired of living the way he was living.
He was like, y'all want to be green and
so his fatigue turned him into a bitch?
What he turned to a bitch? Wow. He told that nigga, nobody do that. What you grabbing the gun for, Raheem?
You don't do that right now. You don't reach for your partner, girl. You better don't reach for mine.
Man, protocol. Man. Say bust you, Raheem. What you finna do? You get this out of my head.
Y'all think Bishop was a crash out dummy. You know
he crashed hard.
If you go crash hard.
The only thing I ain't agree with was him killing his partners and the clerk.
What clerk?
Yeah.
He made a move. He knew Fat Boy's name. Yes. He made a move.
Man, that
nigga had a skew. That nigga lied like hell, but that man
hated him. He had to hit him. He hit the man in the back of the head. He wasn't even looking. He ain't had to hit him.
That shit was lame.
See what Bishop trying to do? Show them other.
I agree with that part though.
I ain't agree with that part either. But he just trying to show them other niggas like I'm with that, bro. Y'all got one of them
with y'all. But he wasn't crazy though. Like
you trying to show them folks he owned it.
So you mean to tell me when he was with
crazy.
Fucking
crazy.
He wasn't. He was not crazy.
He was a crash.
Man, that nigga shot every nigga playing with him. Evil crazy.
Mikey Paul's too.
Who playing with him? He just crashed.
Rodda Mez now.
Yeah, he talking about his partner there. His partner there didn't play with him.
So when he was getting into it with him in front of the store, he didn't do like fake out all the tough shit and bitch up and then try really to get tough up. When he saw the niggas across the street that was supposed to be a tall boy that he don't even really fuck with in the first place.
Bitch up, bro.
Are you serious right now?
He ain't really bitch up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Y'all got it. Y'all got it, man.
If you like that,
if he was crazy, he would have cracked out right there with Ramirez. I agree.
Y'all to my fool.
He got a 5-shoot on him. It's 3-4 Migos on him.
If I'm crazy, I'm down out of my respect. I don't give a fuck what happened.
He's not a fool. You talking about a fool.
Man, fuck out of here, man.
He trying to live the city another day. I know the bunch of y'all niggas suck, man. I know I get this 38.
Let me make it out of this situation.
Yes.
Let me make it out of this situation.
A fool sit there and be like, y'all beat me down. No. Y'all got it? Shit. You got to know where to hold the door to fold. Y'all got it. I'm not crazy. That's a crazy nigga.
He's crazy.
Y'all kept saying he's crazy.
He ain't crazy.
Ain't
other
crazy.
Shit that was crazy.
That's retarded.
Yeah, crazy retarded. They cousins. You being strategic. He knew. Bro, I'm just trying to get up out of here and play. I'm a bun knee nigga, bro.
What happened though? What ultimately happened? What ultimately happened though, Jay?
He died.
What you mean?
It's fucked up what he did to Q and Big Boy, Big Steel, Big Chops and all
that. Whole ass nigga. You know what happened.
I'm talking about the same nigga who Chinatown. What the nigga, the white, the Mexican. Same nigga who playing them game with that knife.
To a gunfight.
Got bust in that back alley. So at the end of the day, bro, I already been knew I was going to do this to you, Rodda Mez.
Whoa. Said, let's get Bishop over here to talk about it. Oh, I forgot. We can't.
That Tupac did.
Fuck you.
Who you talking about?
Tupac. We ain't talking about Pop, man.
Tupac ain't dead.
Me neither. I don't believe that neither.
Tupac ain't dead.
I know that.
So y'all mean to tell me Bishop a hoe? So Bishop a hoe because he...
No, we don't move on.
No,
we don't
hold on.
We don't hold on. We don't hold on to Tupac alive.
And a
whole
ass nigga. We didn't say he was a hoe. Because okay. Of course he's going to shake something and he's going to do something.
So if all y'all be like, y'all finna jump on me, I'll be like, damn. I don't want to get jumped. I'm going to try to finagle. But I'm going to remember all these faces. I don't want to take that ass with him. Nah, man. Then y'all start swinging, I'm going to fight back. They never swung on him. So we don't know if he's a hoe or not.
They were wolfing too.
Them niggas were talking. Yeah, this sounds like a talking situation. Finna talk my way out this shit. Yeah. Now they fight. They one nigga slap him and he don't slap back. He's a hoe.
You tripping, bro.
Am I tripping?
You are tripping.
Am I tripping?
You tripping.
I ain't put their hands on him.
these young niggas know the new rule.
When they did put their hands on him, what he was doing? Going in their boot. And where they were going? Heaven.
Real shit.
He was going in the boot.
Real
and they
shit.
Was going to heaven.
Real shit.
Straight up.
And said, what he did after that? He went and met him, didn't he?
After you went for me. You went for me, player.
He still chased him after that. Still caught up with him.
Man, now she's saying after he dropped out the building, okay, I cried my boy. So I went out bad. But y'all, them niggas who playing on me, though, the Mexicans, what they were?
How many times you gonna let a nigga play with you before you smoke him?
I ain't had that 5. Y'all nigga deep with a knife, man. Y'all nigga got a knife. Hey, y'all nigga was deep. Hey, you talking about this shit different. Oh, so I just supposed to get stabbed up and beat out? Like, he didn't.
You crazy?
He didn't bitch up the way he bitched up.
Show me you crazy.
Scream way bitched up it. I know we taking the shit up, but way bitched up it. Did he bitch up?
Oh, so you went in?
No. You know, good well, you ain't finna talk. Down, not about no Gemini on Big Facts. It'll make a Greek. It ain't never gonna happen.
I don't want to agree. Did he bitch up, audience?
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, he let them nigga have it.
If that nigga was
let
not
a nigga
Gemini,
have it, bitching up is different, bro.
You feel otherwise.
Please, 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 you bitching up. And he was just looking retarded, like. Do what y'all gonna do. Am I right or wrong?
It's all good. I'm finna go ahead and get this shit out of the way before I get mad and don't want to get this nigga this shit.
Well,
but you know, this my dog. You know, every time some new shit comes out, I gotta upgrade my dog. Big Facts tradition. So, you know, I got some new shit.
You ain't got to open the bag. I'll chill out my own shit. Thank you. I've been asking for them. This ain't like the other one that you just came out of blue with. This ain't like the other you came out of blue. I've been asking for this. So, they really like the gift. I begged for this. Yeah. I begged for this.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Golly.
I did beg for this, Jay.
You know, I love you. You know, you're going to get one every
time. You brought it at the right time, too, because my phone tripping, man. I love you.
I love you more, but Bishop was still a bitch.
Oh, God. I don't believe you. I believe he played possum.
Is Bishop
a... You know how many times a nigga play possum and win?
Is Bishop a nigga you would run with?
But do you know how many possums are pussies?
Jay, well, Jay, is Bishop a nigga you would run with?
I'm from Edwood. I ran with a lot of bishops.
I'll get that.
You know, that's all we have.
Bishop
full of
a nigga y'all would want to run
we
with.
We got a hood full of bishops.
You got to be a bishop to run with.
When you from where I'm from, them ain't nothing but bishops.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's just kill this bishop conversation. You know, he's gonna turn this shit into some chess, and then it's gonna turn into some other shit. We're gonna
I'm just being real though, bro. At the end of the day,
the he went out bad.
He went out bad when he crossed his boys.
For sure.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's how he ultimately found his demise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a hoe for that all the way down.
But them niggas who were doing that knife shit, I don't feel like he went out bad. Y'all got me. You know what I'm saying? They go by nigging them here. Y'all finna buck. Fuck y'all niggas. Mm-hmm. We finna buck. Now it's even. Mm-hmm. I got that fire on me, nobody. Them niggas bitched up on me, went the other way, like, let him handle it. He handled it. When it was time for him to handle it, when he could handle it, did he handle it? He ain't let them niggas take that pistol. Oh, that nigga would let them niggas ran the other way. He ran behind him and riverside him, man.
I'm finna go watch Juice when I leave here again. So maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe there's something we're missing, Jay. We need to watch it again.
Need to watch shit. That nigga still gonna be a bitch. I can watch it 20 times. Bishop is still gonna be a bitch.
He a bitch because what he did to Q.
But is it a bitch and not be a bitch? Or you just
Q
bitch?
Really was a hoe to me though.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
At the end of the day, like, I'm just being real. All that that nigga was a hoe, bro. You know what your man about, bro. Let go of the
business. All they really had to do is just let him know, hey, bro, we ain't on there. You can be on there, but we ain't gonna be on there with you.
They thank tried. You. And he tried to bully him.
Hide from that nigga, man.
They tried. We ain't on that. He forcing them to be on that.
How nigga force you?
Not forcing. Okay, that's the wrong word. Here you go.
How nigga force you though?
But I'm saying, you with this nigga.
Fuck still.
Right. And then all of a sudden, your switch just go off and you just get on some other shit.
But y'all already know my daddy crazy. Like, bro, come on. Give me some help. When that nigga daddy crazy.
Did he just turned his back on his man when he was finna get jumped when he needed them the most?
That's when he snapped.
That was some whole shit.
That's when he
snapped. That was some whole
shit.
No, that was some whole shit.
That's when he snapped.
He should have snapped and he should have stopped fucking with him.
Nah.
Not make him
get it. You know that
was awesome. Why you still fucking with him? Just stop fucking with him.
I'm an
old
hoe ass buddy. These bitches already at me. You been see this shit all the way
through. Y'all crazy, man.
Y'all burnt. Like, oh God, y'all burnt. Like, the
see
fuck
shit
out.
To the
like,
end, nigga.
We should have talked
Let's
about
get it,
it
nigga.
What you say about what the other shit he had just said, though?
Well, I paid him full.
Nah, he said something else, and then we were finna skip to it, but I kept that shit going. Because I fought with parts of Bishop, because that was pop. But what some shit, well, what'd he say?
We some.
And then you like, nah, let's get on that. I don't know. He said something. He had made a statement.
Oh, Tupac alive.
Yeah. What make you feel like that?
Oh, man.
Tupac he had smoked. No funeral.
Ain't he a battalion commander in Anguilla?
Yeah, no funeral.
Lied to. Then he got smoked.
He alive.
He alive in
big
our spirits.
I'm still alive.
He could have been a came back by now. This shit. I thought he was alive too. To after 7 years, you can come back. Why he ain't came?
I don't know. It's only
shit,
something
the same
he know.
His auntie ain't came back.
He probably satisfied.
Still all that fresh shit.
He probably
thank
satisfied.
You, my phone, Jay.
You welcome, big homie. My nigga.
I feel good today. Nigga Glock brought up food. Yeah. Jay yeah, bringing yeah. phone.
Yeah.
Today was.
China bringing Levine.
Yeah, we lit today. Today was we up.
Nah, I fuck with your energy, bro.
Straight up. Well, thanks, bro.
To be a young nigga, 25.
Hell yeah.
It's like, it's hard to find niggas on your, like, to think on your mental level at your age.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nah, I know. I don't even really hang with niggas my age. Like, I ain't never, like, hung with, like, young. I always hung with the older crowd. Like, always.
Why you think that is?
don't know, bro. I just my grandma always told me I was wise. Like, I always been an old man. Like, I always just, you know what I'm saying? The way I think for myself and just how I move, like I've been here before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely. So what, you paint as your 2023. Do you have features on Glaucoma? I think I heard. I was riding to it. I ain't hear nobody else rapping when I was riding to it.
You featuring yourself on your shit.
Yeah. Getting a whole nother chick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whole nother chick.
That's rare, though. That's rare to have a whole project with no feature.
Yeah.
You think that's some cocky shit, or that's just, man, fuck these niggas?
Shit, they did it. They the reason.
What happened?
They the reason.
All that back and forth shit, like trying to wait on the nigga. Like, bro, I ain't gonna yank it.
Yeah, for sure. I don't beg nobody.
You think that shit pushed you into your purpose? Like, they my lane. Fuck a nigga.
Yeah, for sure. It kind of was already, because, you know, we independent, but it's like, that for sure just made me, you know what I'm saying, stiff on it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the shit you do to, like, you know, you was talking a little bit about earlier about just the climate out here. What's the shit that you do as Key Glock, like, how you move to make sure that you and your people straight?
Man, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, bro. I can't do nothing but pray. Mm. Like, yeah, you can't run from nothing, bro. If it's meant for you, it's gonna happen. And it is what it is. Mm. So I just stay prayed up. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Keep going. Mm. Yeah.
What shit you regret? Like, damn, I wouldn't have did that if I could take that back.
Probably none, bro. Cause everything was a lesson, even the good and the bad. Everything was a lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was hard headed, bro. I like just finding shit out for myself. Like, what might work out for this person might not work for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's only so much game you can take from a person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's that person game. You know what I'm saying? I can't be Big Bank. You can tell me 100,000 Big Facts. I can only take 10,000 of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't Big Bank.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
What's the biggest gem you be giving niggas? Like, when they ask you for this advice and shit, this life advice?
Ain't nobody really even just ask me, like, for no advice or no, like on what to do. Like, if I see you fucking up, I'm just going to let you know. Like, if I see you, know what I'm saying, on your shit, of course I'm going to let you know you're on your shit too, but I'm definitely going to let you know if you fucking up when you wrong.
When you notice that you, like, just extra confident in yourself, you know, it's like come a time and age, it'd be like, shit, I'm him. When you notice that, like?
That's just my high school years. I was him, like, all the way around the board, from the school to the streets to music, like, yo, just all around. Yeah.
You fuck with the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you think they gonna do? What you think Moran and them gonna do?
We're going back to the conference finals for sure.
Okay.
You don't sound too confident about that.
They got to be more confident than me. I ain't out there playing. They got to keep the job done. I can't do nothing. Pray for them, too. Right. Wind's loaded right now.
That's what it is. What's some shit Key Glock is into that the world just may not know you into? Like, it'll surprise the hell out of everybody.
Let's see. Man, I'm so boring, bro. You, man, I don't be on shit.
Like, you have activities? Do you cook? Like,
that's that lame, man. Lame, you having nigga boring in the motherfucker.
Like, yeah, like.
Every day, you be chilling. You be in your own world.
Like, real talk, bro.
You think that shit expand your mind, though?
Some folks say, like, it slow you down or whatever. Like, this shit, it made me going deep, though. It made me going deep, though. Yeah, yeah. Like, it don't slow me down, like, tempo-wise or nothing. Like, this shit, it just put me in deeper thought.
You think your shit'll get wet though? You start drinking?
If I stop?
Yeah. You ever seen some niggas who like they ain't taking drugs? One of niggas shit starts sounding like, we need to get back on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But that nigga said garbage.
Nah, for sure, yeah. For sure.
Like, you lost your swag, nah, bro. For sure. That shit.
You ain't lying. I know exactly what you're saying. For sure. Hell yeah.
Every time, like, every time a nigga try to got that act like they clean.
Be right, man.
Music don't be right, though. Man, it ain't. And no, we're not condoning or telling nobody to do that to Big Music, but
yeah,
the people, if you straight already up on it, you be done set a bar. Mm-hmm. You be done set your tone, and then you try to. Hey. And shit don't come out right, bro. We'll see if she happened too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tripping though.
Yeah.
You got some songs in the vault that you tried, like, I'm just finna go in here clean and like, bro, this ain't me. This ain't
me. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never made a clean song, like a sober song.
Why not? You've already done like, recipe.
Cause if I'm sober, I ain't in music mode.
Yeah.
I'm probably in investing mode or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You think that shit a handicap or enhancement?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
It's a handicap. It definitely ain't no handicap.
What if you gotta go to Dubai and shit with no folk be over there tripping, checking your blood and shit, seeing if you smoke weed and shit like that? You gotta be over there for a month to do a show. You think you
see, gonna... I already know about before I'm going, how I set up, I ain't even going. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna stop the bag, that's a handicap.
Nah, it ain't about the bag. It's just
so what the fuck
shit, that's stopping the bag, that's a handicap.
Nah, like this shit different, bro. Like when you go to these other countries, bro, you literally in like a whole nother world.
Nah, I'm telling you, these niggas go to detoxing and shit about a month out. You go get that bag. Nigga got them gonna take what that shit is you take.
Nah, they'll pay you. They'll overpay what's, you too.
What's the name of that shit you look, take to make the like going in between that shit that you get from the doc? You know how you could take some pills to make you got them not withdraw and shit? What's that? What's the name of that shit?
Doc ain't told me about them joints.
Nah, they got some shit you could take that I got them curve that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like opioids and shit. Like mm-hmm. niggas on.
You talking pills. About how they give like the addicts heroin and shit?
What is methadone? I don't know.
Methadone.
Like, whatever it is, whatever, like, if a nigga got them, because you'll not know that mm-hmm. drinking that shit be damn near mm-hmm. a part of your goddamn routine.
If yeah, you could really die, cycle, like, if you, know you try to detox.
So if you try to cold turkey, they got some shit they can give you, like a sedative, right?
Mm-hmm. Keep a sedative?
What'd you call it?
Sedative.
Yeah, to keep you going. Nah, real shit. Cause I got some partner that been, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, when nigga want to go see and get they bag, and they go get the IV bag and chill for a couple IV days and take shit. That shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go get the money and then come back and get back on what they would do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got some shit to
make sure you can, yeah.
You don't die.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, but it's like, They ain't tested for no blood to see if you smoke before you came. It's like, why you been there?
Oh, no, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's different. Like, if they doing some shit like that, like before I come, like,
nah.
I'm gonna turn it down because I ain't gonna set myself up for failure.
Yeah. Not to my
like,
you know.
But
what
if
saying?
You on it like yeah, that, when that, you get yeah, there and you saying. Can't get it, then how you gonna function?
Yeah.
I'll be cool. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, you won't.
How you know?
Yes, I will.
I promise.
I done did it before.
A month. You talking about 2-3 days. I'm talking about we gotta go over there like, damn, we gonna kick it like over here forever.
Man, every country ain't don't look at weed like ain't criminalized about
Dubai.
Weed.
Dubai. The folks will be tripping.
Yeah, they have.
The folks tripping ain't a man.
Nah, for sure. They don't excite me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanna be cousin still, you know what I'm saying?
Be excited.
Be me. Yeah. They said you gotta do you to do you.
Yeah, I still wanna be me at the same time.
You gotta do you to do you.
Man, what? Like, it could be your land, but it still gotta be my world.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right, fuck it.
So look, so my final question is,
you still living in the city?
No, I live on the outskirts. Huh? I'm on the outskirts.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Go ahead, Jay.
Outs.
So my final question is, the last thing that I want to ask is, I know that the whole Dolph situation was a really hard pill to swallow. So when you took that loss, what promise did you make to him and yourself as far as what you were going to do to uphold his legacy and keep his name alive?
Really, everything I'm doing now and what I'm going to keep doing. It ain't really like no certain thing I promised. It's just, mm-hmm. I just got to make sure his name and his brand stay alive.
Okay. Ain't about me. Yeah. On some real shit, me just looking at how bro used to got them uphold you. I don't even feel like he shocked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like he already know.
Nah, for sure.
Like, bro finna handle business.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and we been had talks like this.
He saying you bigger than Jay-Z. Straight up.
Nah, he know that. Like,
Glock.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, who the best rapper in the world? Glock. Straight you know what I'm saying?
When he came here, that. Every other word. Straight yeah, mm-hmm. like, that standing shit was that. That shit was real love right mm-hmm. there. Like, mm-hmm. that shit was dope.
There it is, bro. We appreciate you pulling up the Big Facts. And salute to you. Make sure you check us out, too. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.